During the Big East tournament's 34-year history, Madison Square Garden featured such teams as Syracuse, Pittsburgh, and Notre Dame. However, this year there was a little bit of a change, as those programs went from the Big Apple to the Old North, after switching allegiances to the ACC. Notre Dame coach Mike Bray says it was an honor to play in one of the nation's great conferences, but with that came some difficulties.
At times it was a year of adjustment for us on a lot of fronts, some personnel losses and kind of new preparation, new scouting, new venues, all of those things. I would hope we'll be better at it next year in year two.
For the guys who have played in the Tar Heel State for quite some time, seeing those teams from up north was a little weird at first. Virginia's Joe Harris played in his fourth ACC tournament and said it definitely made him take a second look when the former Big East teams took the court.
You watch all the tournament, you know, growing up, and you know, you have the traditional ACC schools, and then all of a sudden you throw in teams like Syracuse and Pitt and Notre Dame and the equation, and you know, it kind of shakes you up a little bit. But at the same time, it's like, you know, we played against them all year. We kind of got adjusted to the fact that they're in the league, you're in the conference, and I think it's great.
However, in the midst of the tournament, it wasn't just the new kids on the block that grabbed attention. Maryland, one of the conference's founding members, sound familiar, is leaving the ACC for the Big Ten. The swan song was cut short for the Terps as they were eliminated right away by Florida State. FSU coach Leonard Hamilton said cutting off Maryland's farewell tour early was not on the team's agenda.
We just wanted to win. I mean, it might be historical to some other people, but it meant very little to us. And now when you look back at it, and probably as adults, you know, Maryland's been a premier program in the ACC for many, many years, and they're moving on, and we're going to wish them well.
If this tournament couldn't get any stranger, there's always the ending. For the third straight year, a team not named Duke or North Carolina was named King of the ACC. The two Tobacco Road teams have won it every single year from 2005 to 2011. With new additions to the league, Duke and UNC have some more competition. Virginia coach Tony Bennett said it's been a long wait for the changing of the guards.
There's great teams besides those storied programs. And with Louisville coming in next year, teams that are in this year, it's a monster. It really is. So that's why to get it. And I didn't know that for the last 3 years. I guess thinking about it is that's special, but it also shows you the stranglehold that those schools have had on it. But our job is to try to pry that away.
Now, as the rest of the ACC thinks the crown jewels could be in their possession, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski isn't worried, to say the least.
Should I tell Lori that the two of us should keep losing? So I don't think it comes from us. I think it comes from all of you. Cover our league.
Aside from who might have the next reign in the ACC, there are other questions for the future. The tournament will be heading up north to Brooklyn in 2017 and 2018. Pittsburgh coach Jamie Dixon said that though a lot of Panther fans traveled down to Greensboro, the wide variety of geographic locations has led to the lack of a home for the ACC tournament.
There's benefits about moving it around. Obviously, it doesn't give the home court advantage to certain teams every year. But at the same time, I think willing to go the same place every time brings a tradition that we had in the Big East. So I don't think it's going to be one place forever. I think it's going to be moved around. And I think that's to keep everybody happy.
But for those coaches that have been in the game for decades, it doesn't matter where you play. It's all about how you play. The ACC tournament can be anywhere the conference decides, because for Hall of Fame coaches like Syracuse's Jim Boeheim and North Carolina's Roy Williams, it doesn't matter where the games are unless you win them all.
I'm concerned about one thing. I think you might get that point. I'm not speculating. I'm not talking about anything. We're concerned about this season, how we're playing, and how we're going to play next week. And when the season's done, then, you know, we'll try to talk about all this other stuff.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a blankety blank where the hell they put it. You know, if they put it in Siberia, I'm going to try to go play. If they put it at Owen High School in Black Mountain, Swannanoa Valley, we're going to try our best to go play. But you got to remember that I'm an old guy up here, and we just got our butts kicked.
Mark Weber, WAER.